This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said that the country is witnessing rapid development and Bihar is marching shoulder to shoulder in this journey. Interacting with workers of BJP NDA virtually under the Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot program this evening, Mr. Modi said, development works are going on in the country and in Bihar as there is stable government in both the centre and the state. He said, when there is stability, development accelerates.
आज देश में विकास का महायज्ञ चल रहा है और बिहार भी इसमें कंधे से कंधा मिलाकर चल रहा है। बिहार में हर एक क्षेत्र में हर एक दिशा में काम हो रहा है। कहीं अस्पताल बन रहे हैं, कहीं नए रेलवे रूट बन रहे हैं, कहीं अच्छे स्कूल बन रहे हैं और इसका बहुत बड़ा कारण ये है कि देश और बिहार में एक स्थिर सरकार है। जब स्थिरता होती है तो विकास तेज होता है।
The Prime Minister said, the people of Bihar do not want to let the Jungle Raj return under any circumstances. He said, after the double engine government came to power in 2014, a new momentum has come into the development works in Bihar. Mr. Modi said, in the coming years, NDA aims to make Bihar a hub of technology. Mahagathbandhan in Bihar Assembly polls, the Grand Alliance has declared Rashtriya Janata Dal leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav as its chief ministerial candidate for the Assembly elections 2025. Congress election observer and former Rajasthan Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot announced this today at a joint press conference held in Patna. The chief of the Vikasheel Insan Party, Mukesh Sahani, has been named as the deputy chief ministerial candidate. Election Commission has directed the Chief Electoral Officers, CEOs, to finalize their preparations for the Special Intensive Revision, SIR, in their respective states and UTs. EC's two-day conference of Chief Electoral Officers concluded in New Delhi today. The conference was presided over by Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar in the presence of Election Commissioners Dr. Subir Singh Sandhu and Dr. Vivek Joshi. After the presentations by senior officers of the commission on the SIR process, queries raised by the CEOs were also clarified. President Draupadi Murmu said that the power of literacy, education and knowledge has enabled Kerala to be among the leading states on several human development parameters. The president was attending the Platinum Jubilee celebrations of St. Thomas College, Pala in Kerala today. The president added that this century is described as a knowledge century and knowledge takes society forward and makes it self-reliant. Earlier today, the president unveiled the bust of former President K.R. Narayanan at Raj Bhavan at Thiruvananthapuram in Kerala today. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today released Defence Procurement Manual DPM 2025 in New Delhi. New DPM will be effective from 1st of next month, which will facilitate the revenue procurement amounting to approximately 1 lakh crore rupees by the three services and other establishments under the Ministry of Defence. Appreciating the efforts of his ministry and headquarter integrated defence staff for the revision of the manual, Mr. Singh expressed confidence that the new manual will simplify the procedures, bring uniformity in functioning and will be helpful in providing goods and services required by the armed forces for operational preparedness. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today held a meeting with German Federal Minister of Economy and Energy Katharina Reich in Berlin. The discussions focused on enhancing cooperation in trade, investment, technology, green energy and skilling. Mr. Goyal also met economic and financial policy advisor at the Federal Chancellery and Germany's G7 and G20 Sherpa and discussed ways to further deepen the bilateral economic relationship. In men's cricket, Australia defeated India by 2 wickets in the second ODI at Adelaide to take an unassailable 2-0 lead in the 3-match series. Chasing the target of 265, Matthew Shott top scored with 74 while Cooper Connolly remained unbeaten on 61 as Australia clinched the game with more than 3 overs to spare. And that is the end of this news bulletin.